Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Despite having various official names over the years, the building at the corner of College Square East in Belfast city centre has always been known to residents as Black Man Tech, named after the statue, discoloured by pollution, which stands in front of it. But during the Great War, it was a college by day and a war factory by night, involved in an astonishing array of activities, from baking bread to checking hand grenades. Henry Bell tells the hidden story of the appropriately named Belfast Municipal Technical Institute.
We're actually standing very close to the centre of Belfast here in College Square East. There are loads of people on buses and cars. I wonder how many of them give a glance towards the building that we're actually standing outside, which is the old Municipal Technical Institute, known to many as the Black Man Tech. By 1911-12, this building was possibly the best equipped technical training centre in the whole of Europe. In 1914, Europe drifted into war. It was the first major total war in history, and total war needs technology. This very site had all the technical equipment that the government needed. So this actually then became a college during the day and a fully functioning munitions factory during the evening. We're now standing in room A26. This was the mechanical engineering laboratory. Back in 1911, when it was completed, nobody realised that in 3 years' time, it would become a war factory. Standing in this room today, it's full of old chairs and junk. I mean, really, it's quite sad and dilapidated. It's silent. And that is one thing it would never be. During the war, at night, there would be an influx of hundreds of workers coming in. And they would engage on the all-important and probably very secretive war work that went on in this place. All those rattling pulleys were going, the machinery was going, and if you've ever heard a lathe really cuts through you. The smell of the metal etc. being cut. There was no problem about working at night because this was one of the earliest buildings to be actually fitted with a generator and electrical lighting. So this would have been as bright during the night as it was during the day. The breadth of what the college could provide was quite astonishing. It ranged from the testing of the most intricate war weapons, such as the hand grenades. 150,000 of them, it seems, were produced in this place. And they needed everything to be critical. Just one slight flaw and the whole thing went down. And that would have been very, very, very specialised work. Textiles, because this was the centre of textile testing, it could then actually be used to test uniforms, the dye that went into making them khaki, and the strength of those uniforms. It even was a bakery. Because it had a domestic science department and had a fully functioning bakery, it produced bread for the UVF hospital in Craig's House, Craig Avon. And there are photographs showing the baskets with UVF actually written on them. The war work also included working with fabrics. Now, the thing about Belfast is, of course, that in 19th century, it was Linenopolis. The factories could actually come in and have their yarn and their thread tested for strength and durability. During the war, this became much more important. With the new aeroplanes beginning to appear, the linen was used to actually cover the aeroplane over wooden frames to keep it as light as possible. So what they wanted was very, very strong linen that was also very light in weight. And this building was able to actually test those linens that were then taken for this brand new war technology. Whereas other factories would have just done the donkey work of making war weapons, this had the science, and that's where the tech would have had the advantage over, say, a normal factory. After the war, a lot of those returning soldiers came back to find that their jobs had gone because the shipyards were in decline, etc. They needed to retrain. So the tech stepped in and started to set up classes to retrain them, including boot repair classes, which seemed to have been very, very popular and ended up with massive waiting lists. To many people walking into this room, it would just look like somewhere where a lot of pallets and chairs and things have been dumped. Just right in front of me is a pulley. It's sitting there. It's doing nothing. 100 years ago, it had been rattling away, carrying the power to looms next door and to the machinery in this room. To a complete stranger walking in, it's just a room, but to me, is a little part, no it's not, it's a large part of Belfast history.
Black Man Tech in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.